Treasurer, are you ready? And if so, I'm sorry. The floor is yours.
Okay.
The treasurer, it says treasurer's report.
Yes, we have a few documents here. The one that was recently distributed has the Gmail thing at the top. This is information that our representative to the PNB delivered to us to help explain the path of the $400,000 bequest. There's another document that has the Hall Trust sequence of events and facts. That's been put together by our business manager and general manager. It's a two-sided, one-page thing. Then we have one that's 7 pages long. The audience has the cover page for that, which is actually the last page. It says at the bottom, 7 of 7. And this is one that you all need a magnifying glass to read, at least I do. This is from the general ledger, where all the transactions of the organization are recorded that concern KPFA and the other stations or entities where it's called the intercompany account. I think it should really be intra-company account, to be exact, but that's in fact how it's used. When monies are exchanged between station to station, station to the national office or national office to station, also the archives are in that mix. I think that if anybody has questions about this long document that is taken from the general ledger, you need to address those to our business manager. She can explain this. But I'll ask her to just run down the front or last page of this thing for people. But let's look first at this Hall Trust sequence of events and facts.
Point of order. I think this should be done in the discussion.
That's
on the
fine.
Bequest.
I agree.
And that right now, you know, whatever. This is a treasurer's report.
Yes,
that's all.
And the treasurer is reporting that this document has the list of dates by which various things happened. And I think that is very crucial and should be included or focused on in the discussion that's upcoming, as should the one that starts with the Gmail business. Now, I think we have time for our business manager to run through this cover page of this 7-page document, which is on the front for everybody that's got all the back pages, and it is a single page, a summary that's given to the audience. And this brings us up to date on,
yes.
It looks like this in the front, and it's 7 pages.
At the bottom right-hand corner, it's 7/7.
Okay. Get out your magnifying glasses. So, Maria Negret, would you please just highlight what this document is?
Okay, so in an entity such as Pacifica Foundation and other entities that I've worked for and that have subsidiaries, you have the parent company and you have the, you know, the myriad of subsidiaries underneath. The radio stations are the subsidiary here with Pacifica. So there is something called intercompany accounting. Pacifica holds the license, therefore Pacifica holds the top level of financial statements. So just to start that off with, and then what happens in intercompany is we pay for something and we charge it back to the sister station. The sister station pays for something, charges it back to us. It's just kind of like borrowing money between siblings or whatever, or your parents. So, okay, so just leaving the $400,000 aside for now, I tell you, or I show you that in fiscal year 2013, which has been audited, so these are audited balances, the balance forward due to KPFA was $11,949.70, okay? So in other words, we paid out more money than Pacifica returned back to us. One of the things that happened in our company is central services. So in 2014, KPFA was having some difficulty. So we underpaid central services by $81,462. Payrolls also run through the intercompany. We overpaid payroll by $2,116.79. Now, mind you, that Pacifica accountants are the ones who tell us how much money we need to fund, and then they tell us how much payroll actually happened. So there's always a difference there. And that is, by the way, shown and detailed in the details that I'm sorry the audience doesn't have, because I was too concerned to have confidential stuff get out there. But month after month, we either come out even or we underpay, we overpay by a slight bit. But in 2014, we overpaid $2,116.79. Expenses paid by and due to KPFA totaled $48,700, okay? So we paid expenses, a boatload of them, $48,000 worth, to for Pacifica. So the net comes down to that we owed National Office $30,645. 2015, this... Yes, the year that just ended, September 30th.
Maria, can I just ask you to repeat, did you say KPFA owes to Pacifica?
Mm-hmm. Yes, due to Pacifica, yes.
I just want to be clear on what it
is. Fiscal year 15, we overpaid central services $69,666. It's an accounting thing, okay? So if you look at up above... We underpaid $81,000 in 1 year. We overpaid the next year. You net it out. We underpaid payroll $3,693.82. Again, not that we underpaid it. It's just in the books because of the numbers that the Pacifica accountants gave us. Expenses paid and due to KPFA, $34,534. Total due to KPFA, $100,507. So the fourth little gray box there shows the balance forward from 2013, shows the, I'm so sorry, I've made a mistake there. It's in just fiscal years. It shows the balance forward of central services underpaid $11,795. It shows the underpaid payroll $15,777. And it shows the expenses overpaid by $83,000. $235. So it nets out that as of October 1st, 2016, KPFA is due by Pacifica Foundation $81,812.
No, it's
16
or
15. Okay. Fiscal year 16 starts in October.
Okay. Yes. Sorry. I got to take off my accounting hat. October 1st. Starts, like Barbara said, starts fiscal year 2016. So we started our fiscal year with $81,812 due to KPFA.
All right, I get it.
Okay? So in Janet's request of the accounting, if we were made to pay it back from that $400,000, KPFA has paid $55,000 to Armenino, who is our auditor. We paid KPFK, we gave KPFK $20,000. We gave KPFA $52,500. We paid KPFK, did I say K or A? Sorry. Okay, KPFK's pension, $14,402. We gave KPFT $100,000 for their transmitter. We gave KPFT $7,017 to pay for their pension. We paid Pacifica's salary, $25,012. We gave PRA $2,473. We gave PRA their payroll of $14,845. And I do want to just a little side note on that. We were told with 2 hours before the deadline that the of the wire that we had to give that money. So without asking or anything, we were told we had to. WBAI pension, $7,086. We were told that the $10,000 was for WPFW and WBAI election fees, and we paid WPFW $5,426 worth of pension money. So the total paid to others out of the $400,000 was $313,762. The bequest was $400,000. The balance remaining of the bequest was $86,237. Total due to KPFA, $81,812. If we were told that we had to pay the difference, we would be writing a check to Pacifica for $4,424.86.
Back to the Treasurer. I have my hand up. It's part of the Treasurer's report. Did you finish
yet? Yes. Okay. Take questions.
Joy.
Do you want me to do them? Oh, my God.
Who's going to answer? You or Maria?
She is.
Okay.
So,
who's taking the stack?
Who's taking the stack? You're out? Okay.
Stack,
so,
Maria will answer.
He pays you for a minute.
Except if I feel like
okay.
Joy.
Okay, so I'm reading this in fiscal year 2014, you have net central services underpaid in a negative bracket. Why is $81,462? You're saying that central services failed to pay KPFA what
no,
they owe?
The other way.
No, that is money that we owe. We underpaid. We underpaid Pacifica $81,462.
And in 2015, it says central services underpaid.
Oh, I'm sorry. That should be overpaid. That's my Excel.
Okay, yeah. So there you go. I'm trying to figure out. So that clears up my question. So that changes the numbers somewhat, doesn't it?
No, it just changes the wording.
What?
Well, listen, I'm saying if you look at 2014, that's money that we owe them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But in 2015, you're saying it's money
overpaid. It's just they owe us.
That should have been overpaid. I got you.
I'm just trying to clarify.
Okay, thank you. Okay. So
this is just a small little accounting class. This is a balance sheet account. A balance sheet account means is that if it's a positive, it's a positive.
I got you.
A negative means that we would owe it.
And that's in brackets.
So we overpaid $69,000.
Yes.
That's the one word that needs to change.
Exactly.
Okay, thanks.
Next question.
Janet.
Hi. Thank you for this document. So on the first page, almost towards the bottom, it says bequest $400,000. I assume that refers to the Hall Trust bequest. However, KPFA received another large bequest of $558,000, and I assume that the money all goes into one pot when it comes in, unless I'm wrong. But how do you have records, or can you show from this document that these amounts were applied against that $400,000 bequest?
No, just as you said, it goes all into one pot. The executive director directed us to say how much money we used for the $400,000. As per the document you sent out, the controller did the exact same thing. It shows 310, 538, right? So, then the executive director directed us to say of that $400,000, how much is left? Because if we were to have not have paid all of this, and if Pacifica were to have kept the $400,000, they would have paid all of this out of their account, out of their one pot.
Right, but the what I'm asking is how can it be shown that these amounts that were directed to different other units and that came out of the Hall Trust bequest.
The other $558,000, Janet, paid all the other expenses. All we're doing here is comparing the amount.
But is there documentation for
of
that?
Of course there's documentation of all the expenses of the,
against,
the radio station.
Against which bequest?
You don't take a particular check and say that it pays the light bill. This pays this half of the payroll. This check pays the other half of the payroll. It's not like that.
No,
we're just comparing amounts that would be needed.
Point
to
of information.
Yes.
The IED directed the station to produce a report that showed what expenses they had paid on behalf of other parts of the network, with the assumption that once that was established, then they would figure out how much more KPFA owed the national office on the $400 bequest. Do you understand? This report was specifically asked for. How much did you spend on the national office and the other stations, and then we'll decide how much you owe to the national office, having acknowledged that was drawn from the $400,000. Did people get that? Yes, that's exactly what I saw the ED's email. I don't know what you're talking about.
Excuse me. It's
said.
About the motion that was passed on October 29th. It's from the PNB that says KPFA GM and interim controller produce an accounting with documentation to the PNB of how the Hall Trust bequest has been allocated and spent to date, including what KPFA transferred to Pacifica units, KPFT, KPFK, PRA, WBAI, and the election deposit shortages, and the remaining balance, if any. So that's what this report was responding to.
Right.
So, yes, exactly. You just answered your own question. But which is one point of information. The documentation, when it comes to all of these expenses, is not with KPFA. We were directed by National Office to pay all these things. So the documentation is held in National Office, not at KPFA. Anyway.
Thank you. I have two questions. One, how are these numbers, these overpayments and underpayments, represented to us in our budget each year?
Oh.
And then so when we're looking at the budget, I feel like I haven't really been aware that these underpayments and overpayments have been going on, or they haven't been identified as such, but I'd love to know where they are. My second question is, I feel a little nervous that we've gotten out of sort of this notion that there is a budget and that we amend the budget. Like, our budget process seems to have gotten a little dispersed, a little diffuse. I'm sorry? What I would expect is that we would have a budget, and that when we want that mm-hmm. if we have a large amount of money that comes in, we would make formal proposals about how to amend the budget, and then they would be voted up or down and so forth. One question I have is that I don't feel like we've been doing that. I feel like we have gotten very far from that as a process. I also am curious about why. I've made this request at just about every meeting that I can think of in the last few months that we've had meetings. Can we get budget information before a meeting? Because I think it makes our meetings less efficient to be provided with complex documents that we're meant to absorb, read, question, and be done with at the time. I think it would make our conversations more, it would elevate them. We might be able to ask some of these questions online and make it, but I just don't understand why in all the years I've been on this board that we can't get budget information prior to a meeting. And I will submit that request again. And I will also ask if there's assistance needed, if there's some kind of help that's required, because what we often are told is that there's stresses in the financial unit, in the business office or whatever, that there's stresses. And I'm wondering if we can get into a cycle where we could just normalize it.
Okay.
And just
can I
have
answer?
It be part. Please do.
Okay. As I have told you before, and I know Barbara has told you before, we are given 10 working days to finish the month end. 10 working days was yesterday. Okay? So I wouldn't have even been able to get you information ahead of time because we're actually still working on month end. And we would be working on month end for October. We have requested, and I think it kind of worked that way for a couple of times, I don't know, maybe once, I don't know, to have these meetings on the third or fourth weekend to give us, give me and even the national office, they haven't even input all of their numbers, whatever they have to input into our books. So I'd love to do that. However, these meetings restrain me and hold my hands by being able to get you any information ahead of time. In terms of what these numbers represent on the budget, when we're told to pay money that we did not budget for, no, it's not in the budget. When we underpaid central services in fiscal year 2014, the 2015 budget showed a repayment. I don't remember at the moment, I'm sorry. The other thing that I have also said that you seem to always forget is my door is open. Send me an email. Come to my office. I will explain. I will show you everything, unlike other people who just take things from our office and then don't come and ask me questions. It's kind of difficult. It's kind of difficult to do this. So if you would like a very detailed explanation, I would like that. I would love to show you. My door is open.
There are other reports that you do receive. The budget is one thing. Financial statements are different. And then the cash flow. So you have to keep all these three things in mind.
Can we get any of it before a
meeting? Those, not as much as you would like.
My understanding from the business manager, correct me if I am wrong, is if this board in its wisdom changes from the second weekend to a later weekend, she would be better able to provide us with this information in advance. Is that a correct understanding?
That is very correct.
So it's in the hands of the board.
Okay. Is this we've finished with your question?
I guess just to be clear, I guess I'm wondering, so if we had this meeting, we're on the 14th of November. This is the second Saturday. So you're saying that if we had our meeting next week, that we would be provided with the financials of September? I'm sorry, of October? So if what you have right now is you do have September, we don't have September. Because if we're going a month later, I'm just trying to figure out what schedule, even if we're a month late, I don't even mind. But I guess some regular monitoring is what is concerning me, that I don't feel like we get to compare apples to apples here.
September is being worked on by national office, by all of the stations. September.
So what would you provide us with next month, next week?
Can I? September is a very special case. September is our year.
end of the fiscal year. So that's where you, like, you know, get all the data in, get all of it's not KPFA. If you think KPFA has deficiencies, come and take a look at the files at KPFA. They're extremely well. Anyway, other stations still are way far behind. Pacifica hasn't even put all of the information into September 2015 yet. That is at the end of fiscal year 2015. Once again, come to my office. I will show you anything.
Jose Luis.
Thank you, Barbara Maria. I want to follow up with questions I made to Quincy on the financials of KPFA and the national, because I'm concerned about this $400,000 that's been taken away from us. There's allusion to this $500,000 bequest that I'm not sure what's planning, if they want to take that away from us too, or accounting. But I'm concerned about them selling the national office building without us knowing. And I would like to know from Barbara, what is the financial state of Pacific? Are they going to be able to make payroll at the end of this month? Will they come to us saying, we need to sell one of your buildings to get money? Or will they next month be able to make payroll and pensions? Or will they come to us and say, we need to sell your building, or we need the money that you guys just fundraised to pay payroll? I would like to know that status. And what is our management, the general manager, the finance, what is our position to protect our assets in case buildings are sold without us knowing, and or knowing after the fact?
I think it depends on whose name is on the assessor's document and the grant deed. And if I'm not mistaken, KPFA's name is on our grant deed. Even though Pacifica owns the radio license, KPFA owns the property. And it can be interpreted that the Pacifica owns everything. That's the interpretation that most CFOs have been giving over since I started being treasurer. And I think it's pretty murky as to what would happen. I think the reason it's murky is because finances are so tight. We don't know what pressures are going to be put on Pacifica and its debts from outsiders and how they are going to be able to respond. This is a pretty ambiguous time as to what our financial situation is. It's very shaky. It's not a very good answer, but I don't think anybody.
Well, my question was, like, do we have a proactive plan and not a defensive? Let's wait and see what happens.
The business manager and the general manager attempt to defend Pacifica or KPFA's monies all the time. In fact, I know of instances where they have been ordered or requested to transmit certain amounts, and then there's been some negotiation so that we can continue to keep KPFA's money paying KPFA's debts.
Point of information about what Jose Luis, may I?
Yes.
Jose Luis, you said, what would are we planning? Who's the we you're referring to? When you asked your question, do we have a plan? Can you clarify? Thanks.
It's the royal we, including yourself.
And Joy, do you have a question?
I just want to be on the list.
All right, after Margie. Margie is next, and then Donald.
In terms of protecting our KPFA money, and I'm stating facts, is that in the past, pre-2013, 14, I don't know, I've lost track, there have been people just standing at my door saying, I need $60,000, I need $20,000, I need blah, blah, blah. In the case of, and I mentioned it, in the case of paying PRA's payroll,
I was told with 2 hours left before the wire transfer cutoff. And if I hadn't transferred, if I hadn't even looked at my emails, I wouldn't have seen it, and PRA wouldn't have gotten paid. No one would have gotten paid. And in terms of protecting the money that we have left, we sure as heck better protect it, because if not, we're up a creek. Because we have a lot of bills, we're going into a fund drive, and we have, you know, very little money left.
Okay. Yeah. Joy, you asked me on the...
You first.
But it's the second time.
Yeah, that's fine.
Can Donald go first?
What about me?
Yeah, Margie.
I'm sorry. Margie is next.
Okay.
Then Donald.
Then Kay.
All right.
Then
here's what I...
Microphone, please. Where's your microphone?
Oh,
Mark.
Okay. And who else? My concern is that we're sort of running out the clock here. I think I would urge that we stop the discussion on the treasurer's report and begin the discussion on the bequest. Well, I know we already have, but I have a statement to make. I'm going to ask for extra time, and I have documents to distribute. And I think that's all. That's just my...
May I make a suggestion? If anybody has questions, send me the question, and I'll be happy to respond back to the LSB as a whole.
Thank you.
Next is Donald.
Well, I agree with Margie. We should cut off the discussion and move into the other one. And I would ask the chair to some... implement.
One more person.
Because I would make a statement otherwise, but I really think we do need to move.
Is that okay with you, Kate?
Sorry, John.
I have a very brief clarifying. Oh, Joyce.
Joyce
wants me.
I think I might be a little overly basic here, but I thought the whole hullabaloo was about the $400,000 that was put into the account of KBFA, and that is contested. It should maybe have been in the account
that
of
will be covered
Pacific.
In the discussion of that check.
But isn't this document saying, okay, so what if we did? Don't worry about it, because Pacifica owes us all but $4,424.
What the document is saying is what the PNB asked of $400,000. What have you spent $400,000 on?
My understanding is that it is not a definitive thing. It's just the background information in response to the PNB's request. Mm-hmm. All right.
I
have a question about the numbers.
Well, is this more relevant to the discussion of the $400,000 or?
It's relevant to this thing you handed out.
Okay.
Go ahead and ask.
So I'm trying to understand this, all right? And I do want to point out, I agree that we went all the way back to 213 to cover money that we've just spent. But let's not go there. If you take the net balance due at fiscal 213, which I'm saying we were owed $11,949, is that right? Mm-hmm. And then central services, we owe them $81,000, is that right? And then we overpaid $2,116. If you add up the $11,949, what we overpaid in $2,116, and the expenses paid by and due back to KPFA, $48,000, that comes up to $62,000. I don't know where you get the total due P&O is $30,000. That those numbers don't add up, and I don't know why you put them in a column.
Okay. Those are individual months or years. So each box at the top is each individual year. It's summarized at the bottom, just as it says, fiscal year 13, 14, and 15 net calculations. So I was giving you detail of each year.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So 2014 is not listed separately in this bottom one.
It is. It ends up with we owing National Office $30,000. 2015 ends up with National Office owing us $100,000. The net, when you add in 13, 14, and 15, it nets down to $81,812. So take each year individually and then add those years.
Oh, okay. So what my question is how come the individual years don't add up, because 2014 doesn't make any sense, is all I'm asking you. How can we take
81,000?
Is my math wrong? No, I think that's where the word underpaid.
Yeah.
Not this first year, not 2014.
Right.
What I'm saying is,
happy to show you in detail if you want. I mean, I'd be happy to.
So, okay, this is the question I'm trying to get answered. Do the numbers of the underpaid, overpaid, paid due to KPFA add up to the total due to the PNO? Why doesn't that happen? I don't get that. Never mind. This gentleman's going to help me. Y'all can go on.
Okay, thank you very much. I think we're ready, if I follow correctly, to move a little bit belatedly, but instructed by a motion. We are now ineffectively on a 60-minute interval to carry out, really to address the PNB's November 5th motion. Margie?
Okay. Can it... Janet handed out her report.
Excuse me, point of personal privilege.
Yeah.
This agenda item is because I brought it to the body. I distributed an over 150-page document today.
Okay.
I should have the opening.
I'm not going to argue anything.
Okay.
Just give me a minute.
All right. Folks, listen to each other before you respond, please. I got interrupted by Margie before I was able to tell the board where I think we are.
Okay. I apologize. Go ahead, Bert.
I think we have arrived at the point, although we have amended the motion, the essence of it was to consider for 60 minutes the matter addressed between, I'm going to garble this, Janet, and you have the right to correct me, but a matter of concern addressed in October 2015. And since you raised it, I turn the microphone to you first. I understand from Margie that she has some pertinent information to distribute to the board.
I am asking for the right to distribute materials to the board before Janet speaks, because these are materials that are not included in Janet's report but are pertinent to the issue.
Please do so.
Thank you. I want to explain what they are. Just let me tell you what I got.
I'm chairing the meeting, folks. You can overrule me, but you asked a request for the opportunity to distribute documents for our benefit and to explain what they are, and I said she could do so.
Thank you.
Janet has the first person to speak on this matter.
Excellent. Okay, so I have a document from Brian Edwards Tigard, who is not here today, expressing his point of view on this matter. I have a... let's see. Oh, you go ahead. They'll have to go across. I have a letter from the trustee, which I found yesterday in the national office, which is not included in the documents that Janet distributed. One of the issues you'll discover in Janet's report has to do with the issue of doing business as. I'm not going to explain that. But I have three letters that I want to share with the LSB. And when we get to that point in the conversation, I'll explain their relevance. So there are three separate letters, one signed by John Prophet, one signed by Summer Reese, one signed by me, that deal with the issue of DBA. So I will pass those around. Okay? Thank you.
Frank, is that what you're doing, helping to pass those out? Yeah.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, and I'll hand these out.
And while so that we all get a chance to hear what Janet says, Janet, if you will hold your opening remarks for just a moment until the documents are distributed so people aren't distracted.
The letter from the
Thank you.
Margie, what's the date of yours?
Apparently it's undated. It was when I was serving, I was during the 9 month period I was serving.
Let's wait a moment and get all this properly on the record, please, folks. Margie, you're in, out of order. Just pass out your documents.
Well, I'm sorry.
I will turn to Andrea for a question at the appropriate time. Thank you. Okay.
I don't have mine. You're done.
Are you? Just a few minutes more, folks. Thank you. I'm sure people will have questions about all the documents, but as soon as Margie's finished, Janet has the floor. Janet, you're on.
Well, I need more than 3 minutes, way more than 3 minutes, because this is a huge document.
Okay,
all right?
Give me an estimate of what...
I don't know, let's say 5 to 10 minutes, maybe? 5 minutes.
The board requests. The board is on the threshold of granting to Janet double of the 3 minutes to be extended if necessary. And I don't want to hear any objections, but does anybody object to that extension? Okay, Janet, 6 minutes,
right.
Extendable.
Thank you. Okay, so I distributed this huge document, over 150 pages, and it is the based on the motion passed on November 5th at the PNB meeting that Coburn's 1028 confidential updated chronology analysis of the $400,000 bequest documentation based on her October 2015 director's inspection at KPFA, along with the associated documents, be shared with the KPFA LSB at the November 14, 2015 KPFA LSB meeting and with the other LSBs. Okay, so I know you haven't had time to look through and absorb this document, and I, if time allows, I can help you do that, but I'd like to just start with a summary kind of thing. So the reason why I did this director's inspection was because there were constituents who had been questioning me about the two bequests, these the total $958,000 bequests, whether they were there was any restrictions and so forth. And so I did a director's inspection to get information about both of them. And what I found was for the larger one, $558,000 one, there was no restriction except that the check was made out to KPFA, right? But for the $400,000 one, the Hall Trust bequest, the check was made out to Pacifica Foundation Radio, and it was like, wait, and there was no reference to KPFA, and so I didn't, you know, I looked further. And I discovered some things. I wasn't happy that I discovered what I did, and brought it to the PNB that then voted that $400,000 bequest belongs to Pacifica and not to KPFA. And then there were other things that followed from that. I also want to note that Pacifica, the national office, has a bank account for Pacifica that it's only Pacifica. It's not any other related or, you know, subsidiary, or there's nothing else that's related to it. Okay. So, I presented this director's inspection with the documentation to the PNB in executive session because some of the documents involved staff and other private information and internal correspondence among staff. I decided to err on the side of caution. And so some people are referring that to doing it in secret, whatever, that's what they're saying. Now, the PNB, as I just said, has settled the $400,000 Hall Trust bequest that it belongs to Pacifica, not KPFA. What I'm hearing here is that it's still in question. And this is a standing committee of the PNB. This is an LSB questioning. Okay. The Hall Trust bequest will specified Pacifica Foundation Radio, and the check was made out to Pacifica Foundation Radio. There was no reference to KPFA in the Hall Trust bequest, in the will, or correspondence from the law firm probating the will. Well, the documents Margie just passed out have some other reference, but it's only about the address that the documents were sent to, not the documents themselves. I mean the will and the check. No document has been provided of a communication from the Hall Trust asking where to send the bequest, check, and correspondence. If such a document exists, I'd like to see it. Somehow they got the KPFA address and they started sending the documents to KPFA address, P.O. box. Okay. The general manager, I'm not mentioning names, signed the approval of accounting and distribution as a person authorized to act for the charitable organization. That's what it says on the document. Are you, you know, whoever signs it is a person authorized to act for the charitable organization. But he was not authorized by Pacifica to do that. The check was deposited into the KPFA bank account. again, it doesn't matter where the check was delivered to. So, for example, if there was a check made out to KPFA that was sent to the national office, and the national office deposited in the national in the Pacifica bank account, would that be appropriate? I don't think so. Just because it went to the wrong address. I know that the national office, when it receives checks or donations that have some kind of restriction, a check could be made out to Pacifica Foundation for WPFW, just as an example, sent to the national office. They send that check to the unit. They don't deposit that check. Okay. The justification for the Hall Trust bequest to go to KPFA was based basically on feelings and interpretations by, in my opinion, interested KPFA parties. The IED at the time, the general manager, business manager, treasurer, CFO did not, I'll get to that in a moment. So it was based on feelings, not documentation. There were correspondences between this set of people. That's part of this document. And the CFO was left out of the loop.
Hold it.
All right. Thank you. So may I have two more minutes?
Janet, you're extended for 2.5 minutes, but please wrap it up on that time.
All right. The CFO was left out of the loop for a lot of that, and that's also contained in this. And regardless of any subsidiary transfers from one unit to another, it requires that the money belongs to the subsidiary that is transferring the money in the first place. So, I mean, I can walk you through this document by, referring to certain pages, but I'm not going to be able to do that now because of the time. But I leave it up to you guys to, and I'll email it. I'll email that to you if I can't talk about it now. Okay. I'll stop.
Okay. I'm now ready. Thank you. I need to ask for it.
I'm going to deal with it. Give me a chance.
I need to be on the. I need to
Melody,
first. Thank you.
Hold it up. I'm going down the table, and you can take care of it. I'm on this table. Okay. Let me indicate.
Okay.
I got him. Thank you. Let me indicate to my colleagues who's on the list so you don't have to second guess me. Margie, Jose, Craig, and Joy. Have I left Donald?
Mal.
Mal?
Did you have
anybody? Have I missed anybody? All right, now please, this is important, and I'm going to ask that people listen to the speaker, be courteous. And then when the speaker is finished, then you, speakers who have asked for the floor, you can ask for your turn. But let's not get into a wrangle. This is too important. Margie.
Thank you. I screwed that up.
Microphone. Yeah, she's.
Just a minute.
With somebody else.
Somebody else time me.
Jose okay. Luis, would you time her, please?
All right. First of all, I want to be clear that I was the person, I was functioning as the interim executive director, and I was the person who made the determination that the money should have been was directed to KPFA. And I want to tell you why I did that. I did that based on the very first communication that KPFA received about this bequest was in June of 2014, and it was addressed to KPFA 94.1 FM PO Box 11408, Berkeley, California, 94712. And it was a proof of service by mail that had to do with a notice of for probate. I am familiar with proof of service. I served as a union shop steward for many years and had to send many things by proof of service. A proof of service means that you addressed something to a particular place and you put it in the mail yourself, and that you are swearing under penalty of perjury that that is the case. Okay, so that correspondence was clearly addressed to KPFA. Further, I asked that both the National Office and KPFA research and find out whether this donor had ever before given money to Pacifica or to KPFA. We discovered that she had never made, or as far as we know, had never made a donation to Pacifica and had over many years made donations to KPFA. I want to refer to, Janet talked about the other bequest check. First of all, I want to say that on our webpage, if you want to leave a bequest, you are instructed to make the check out to Pacifica Foundation. That's how you're instructed to make the check out. The donor of the $558,000 wrote on the check, Pacifica Foundation / KPFA. It didn't say KPFA, it said Pacifica Foundation KPFA. Furthermore, there was communication with the attorney's office confirming that the bequest was for KPFA. So I decided that, based on that information, that the money was for KPFA. I made that decision. I just find this so kind of appalling. I can't even begin to tell you. I made it based on what I thought was a reasonable. The question came up because of where the correspondence was addressed to. The correspondence was addressed to the lockbox that is used by KPFA for the for donations. There was a delay in the communication because when materials are sent to the lockbox that are not checks, which the bank deposits. Okay, that's my 3 minutes.
To extend.
Thank you.
A motion has been made to extend?
3 minutes.
By 3 minutes.
Second.
Fine.
are there any objections? No. Hearing none, three minutes.
So there was it seemed to me that there was a totally legitimate question about who this money was for. And that was what I took up. I was very busy at the time. I was actually basically out of my mind, because I was trying to do this IED job, every day another tree was dropping, and the building was threatened constantly. I want to tell you about the letter from the trustee, which is dated February 27th, which is right in the based on Maria's chronology, it's right in the mix of the whole thing. This letter was not included in Janet's report because KPFA didn't have access to it. I was in the office yesterday looking for something else, and I came across this letter, and it jogged my memory. I remembered seeing the letter, and I remember noting that the letter said Pacifica Foundation Radio KPFA. You know, it's like right there, written down in black and white from the trustee. It says it's just exactly how the other check was. It was not on the check, but this is in a communication from the trustee. I'm sorry. I thought it was convincing. You know, whatever you all think, I made the decision. It was not, and nobody was withholding information. Everybody was sharing information, and the implication that there was something sinister going on is really offensive to me. I was in the national office. I knew how much money we owed. I desperately wanted the money to be for KPFA, for the foundation, and I made the decision that it belonged to KPFA. Wrong or right, you know, who's perfect? My mother used to say, the only person who never makes any mistakes is the person who never does anything. Okay, so I made 1,000 mistakes. It doesn't matter to me. I think that this conversation with its implication that somebody was trying to misdirect money and was trying to, you know, change the outcome for nefarious reasons is really offensive. And I urge you all to think about that. We are in this desperate ship together, and this ship is in danger of going down. Believe me, very serious. We have anybody who listens to in on the finance committee calls, anyone who looks at the reports from the CFO knows that we are in serious trouble. I could go on. I would like at some point to be recognized to share Brian's letter to the board because he's not here.
Okay. Janet has asked for the floor for a second. Margie has asked for the floor for a second. They are both on the list, but they follow people who have not spoken before.
Fine.
Jose has the floor. Virginia, you're on the list for first time speaking.
So I don't see why we're having this discussion. There's no motion. There's nothing besides let's just talk about nothing. The money has been taken by Pacifica. Pacifica gives Maria instructions with little lead time to wire money to other units. And from what I understand, being on the PMB and from what I hear from other colleagues, is that, you know, there's plans being circulated to sell everything. There's plans being circulated to sell the national office. There's plans being circulated to sell licenses. So we need to get on the offensive and start dealing with the issue of finances. How do we want to do things? Do we want to do this orderly and do debt reorganization, or do we want to wait until our creditors, like the Empire State Building that we owe over $1 million to, drags us into it? Because we're all on the same ship, and Pacifica's asserting its rights over our accounts, over our properties, and that's the issue we should be discussing, not this $400,000 that they've taken.
Thank you. I just want to, the list is Craig, Joy, Donald, Mal, Virginia, and Andrea. And if there are no additional first-time people, we then move to Janet and Margie. Thank you. Cynthia is on the first-time list. Craig, you've got the microphone.
Well, I guess I have some questions for Janet to help clarify the situation. I just want to point out that the documents in the packet she presented contain correspondence from KPFA back to the trust on KPFA letterhead signed by KPFA officials discussing the bequest. And there's nothing from the trust disputing that. If the trust had a problem with that, there would be documentation to that effect. But so it's ambiguous at best. I don't think there's a question, but I think it's, at least with what Janet presented, it's certainly ambiguous. But I'm wondering if Janet could tell us whether she took her questions about these documents, and we all know the limitations of documentation, to various people. And I'm wondering, Janet, did you raise any of this with the general manager?
Okay.
So I'm wondering, did you raise this with the general manager? Did you raise any of these with the business manager? Did you raise them with the CFO? Did you raise them with the PNB treasurer? Did you raise them with the PNB interim executive director? And did you raise any of these questions with the trust? In other words, did you interview any of the principals involved here before you took this matter to the PNB? And if you didn't, it seems to me like a pretty one-sided, skewed, and frankly irresponsible way to bring an issue before a national board. That's one item I have. The other is you in your documentation, you have two bequests that you reproduce documents from, one of which shows things to KPFA, the other to ostensibly the Pacifica Foundation. I would like to know what other bequests, and perhaps you can tell us the number of other bequests you researched in the PNB office, the Pacifica National office and the KPFA office. And what you found, let's say back for a year, 2 years, or you know, however many bequests did you investigate in order to develop a basis of comparison that there was something not in order here?
Joy, you have the floor. And please, do we have a timer?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. First of all, I wanted to ask everybody or anybody who knows, is there a specific bylaw that states that individual checks made out to the stations go to the stations, or is that just a practice? That's one thing. And then the second thing is, in light of the fictitious corporation that was started by some of the principal people involved in this, I think we should question the motives of assuring that a check made out to Pacifica Foundation goes to KPFA. In the past, Brian has told me and several other people, if a check is made out to KPFA, it goes to KPFA. So that includes fund drives and all that other stuff. So here's a check that was made out to Pacifica. Why doesn't it go to Pacifica? I don't see. And I agree with Jose. I don't know why we're talking about it in light of the fact that the Pacifica National Organization has said that the money belongs to Pacifica. The only question I would like answered by the treasurer, Maria or Quincy, is how far back do these directed P&O expenses? You have no dates on here. You just put some expenses with no dates. The only one that has a date on it is the 205 PRA, PR November 2, 2015. So I'm just curious as to how far back these loans and stuff go, and do they precede the $400,000 beneficiary check to Pacifica? Those are my questions.
Firstly, I think it's important to look at this whole conversation with regard to the history of general managers at KPFA over the last 5 or 6 years. Anybody have a figure of how many general managers we've gone through? Six. Okay. Why do I raise that? I raise that because if you continue to attack general managers, which United for Community Radio has a long history of doing, what you are doing is destabilizing this station to your own political benefit. This is clearly a fishing expedition that has no merit whatsoever on it. When you examine all the documents, and I've read everything, Janet, in this 150-page little package that you handed to us, and there is nothing in there that makes the case that all this money belongs to Pacifica Foundation Radio, when in fact all the correspondence that came from this trust came to KPFA Radio, and furthermore, that this donor, all of her previous donations were made to KPFA. So whether the trustee got it wrong or the attorney got it wrong of where to send it, but if you look at the other documents that says Pacifica Foundation Radio doing business as KPFA Radio, that will help you understand why the check may have been made out in that way and sent to KPFA. So I would suggest that what is going on here is a very interesting attack for political purposes for your side to go out there and wave and say, oh, my God, they're stealing money from Pacifica. Guess what? Pacifica's been stealing money from KPFA for years, wow. Number one. Number two, as Joy just alluded to and Jose did before.
Point of personal the real, privilege.
You can do it when I'm done, Janet. Okay? Okay. The point is that this network is going down financially. This is the only viable station in the network, in case you had any questions. This is the only competent manager in the network. And he has not only stabilized this station, he's helped it to grow. You just heard that 20% of the donations were new. Well, how did that happen? You think that happened because of all the hard work we've been doing in a year? No, it's because of all the hard work he's been doing. So I'll rest my case there for the moment.
Point of personal privilege. Point of personal privilege.
Point.
The member was attributing motive, and that I was going on a fishing expedition that's out of order to do.
You're back on the list. You've made your point, and you're...
That was just a point of personal approval.
Okay,
approval.
You've made it then. Thank you. So people will know the order of speakers and not be anxious about the order. Mal, Virginia, Andrea, and Cynthia. And then I'm going to ask for anybody else who has not spoken once. And once that list is finished, the people on the second speaker list as of this moment are Janet and Margie. The floor is given to Mal.
Speaking as a retired lawyer, a litigator, I can tell you that the facts presented here are, to some extent, questionable. Those facts that are unquestionable make this a jury question. In other words, it can be decided either way. Was the money intended for Pacifica, or was it intended for KPFA? Now, the maker of the request is not around to answer.
I think it's your
bank. But if you look at her practice for the years prior to her death, you will see that the money she donated to KPFA, not to Pacifica. I think you can make a rather strong argument that it would be strange indeed for her all of a sudden to want to give her money to Pacifica rather than KPFA. But it's a jury question, and a jury could go either way. I think the thing that bothers me most about this is that it has become a political issue and not just a question of fact. It has been used clearly in this election campaign. It had been used to smear people who have been unable to answer, and it has been used, in my opinion, very improperly. Now, I would say that without attributing to any one person the desire to act improperly, that is the fact that we've seen. People have been attacked fairly openly in forums where they have not been able to respond, and I think we ought to just stop this nonsense. The money has been now allocated by the foundation, and that's it.
Virginia.
Okay, here I'm responding to the I'm appalled thing here. I've sat here in the audience or on this board through such attacks that I had tears in my eyes in this room when Carrie Corr was the new, whatever it is, PD is, program director, and was attacked mercilessly by these people that didn't even know her. Now people, vicious, slathering people are so appalled because some other people have taken, maybe and maybe not, taken their tack and done their own kind of tactics, which I'm not convinced are tactics. I've sat here listening to when Pacifica was in terrible, dire trouble, and the ED very reluctantly laid people off, had lots of discussions, went on other radio stations, had discussions in public and on the air at the Labor Council, and had a campaign
mounted by allies of you people who were appalled all over Northern California with a bunch of lies and misinformation. I've seen audit reports that show that there's no chain of custody for most of the finances for years at this network. So, maybe Janet should have gone to those people that you said the principals involved and had nice little conversations with them. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see when Janet gets to it. I'm looking forward to what she says. But if she didn't, she is only one little minuscule bit of political nastiness compared to these appalled people who have been doing this to this network and this station for years, screwing them. And this thing about getting rid of general managers, Quincy, I don't know. You know, I mean, I'm not trying to say one thing or the other. There were so many things before you came here, but as far as who got rid of or criticized or slandered general managers for years, it was not our group. There were votes taken to sue Pacifica by members of the appalled group. There were votes, remember, to condemn general managers into hell that were not our group. So this appalledness really, I have a long list here I won't get to.
Person is Andrea.
I appreciate that we need to put some positive proposals forward. But I also just want you to appreciate when you say that this is a political issue, understand this. The one perspective that sits around this table has noticed that this board majority has voted against when we thought we had $1 million, this board did not vote for a development director. This board has shown a hostility towards CPB money. Members of this circle have said, I think it was that we didn't want CPB crack money. We didn't want government crack money. That the inability for us to be able to monitor our financial situation through the consistent reporting of our financial statements, that the fact that we're sitting here and people around this table have been party to the creation of a KPFA foundation without telling any of us, except those that they choose to tell. And so in this climate, with rumors of selling swapping license and selling buildings. So is it any wonder that when we get secondhand news about how $400,000 was possibly misdirected towards our radio station that should have been intended, you guys, you have to understand that that creates a climate of distrust. I don't feel confident that the leadership of this local station board is really put financial stability as its number one priority. I don't believe that because I don't have the evidence. I don't see it. So, yes, I think we need some clarity. I'm curious. You know, I don't think it's that impossible. I've given to KPFA for many years. And Lord help me, if I had $400,000, you know what? I would consider giving it to a national organization that supports community-based radio. Yeah. And I, you know, maybe I'm a fool, but I dream big. But I feel like I have a loyalty to KPFA, but I also have a loyalty to the concept of community-based radio. So I think maybe we could commit ourselves to a few things that might help. I think we should commit ourselves to timely financial reporting, to sharing those documents digitally so that they can be discussed by the listeners. So that we can have, I think there was a lot of eloquent speeches earlier about transparency. I would love that. I would love to see it. Here we are seeking bequests. There's wonderful campaigns on the radio talking about how folks can really do some strategic planning. But if we cannot assure them that their wishes will be respected, oh no, my friends, that's not this side of the table that's doing it. All right? We need some clarity. And we don't need people second-guessing people's intentions. Pacifica Radio Foundation is a very specific title. Thank you.
Cynthia, you are next.
I just wanted to speak to the idea, and based on what the previous two have been saying here, based on the history of the finances here and what has seemed to me, as someone who has a hard time following accounting, but I wanted to do it. And when I heard this and, you know, this kind of thing, that $400,000 Pacifica, and I had as much time as you, Donald, to look at this piece, and I saw that this particular person gave $400,000 as well to Democracy Now. Now, to me, that would be a little thing, maybe speaking to ambiguity at minimum, that she has the mind to give to a larger, you know, she seems like an extremely generous and kind person scanning those documents. So why wouldn't she want to give it to Pacifica? It would make sense to me. And so when I found out that this was, to me, it just seemed like this was something to bring stability into our dire finances, as we all agree. And if we're all, I'm hoping that one of those things that is discussed in the inner circles of how we save this station is maybe cutting some of the, you know, 3/4 to half-time salaries. That's one of the very important things we could do, and we could still survive, right? And we could still have some professional people and the ones that we need to run this station. So I really dislike the idea that there was something sinister about it. I jumped at it as something that, oh, finally we're getting some accountability about our finances, or maybe I can understand this. And I'm glad we have a person who looks into the details, and that sounded good to me, and I really doubt, I mean, political. I mean, this is just transparent accounting. And that's all that I saw it. I didn't see it as anything that we should just be grateful and understanding that this that we can have better. I mean, a $14-15 million corporation that we are in such dire straits. I mean, yeah, exactly.
Yet spoken, who desires the floor? All right. Before I move, I, as chair, am going to intend to read into the record the letter from our absent member, Brian Edwards Tickert, who is also a member of the PNB, for two reasons. One is because this is put on for listeners to hear, and also I want it in the record so when people respond, if they want to respond to it or refute parts, it will be part of the discussion. And I will now read the letter to the board from Brian. I want to make a few points to accompany the documents you're being presented regarding the $400,000 request. One, neither the PNB, the board chair, and acting IED nor the inspecting director asked KPFA manager for any explanation of their actions and decisions before the PNB took up this issue 7 months later and reversed how a $400,000 gift is being accounted for. Two, the trust document named, quote, the Pacifica Foundation, close quote, as beneficiary, and was accompanied by correspondence that named KPFA and used the address of a post office lockbox KPFA uses for collected pledges and renewals. The first record from the estate, dated June 2014, was a proof of service to, quote, KPFA 94.1, close quote, no mention of Pacifica. Three, it is not unusual for KPFA and other stations to receive and deposit checks made out to Pacifica Foundation. Pacifica Foundation is in quotes. Quote, the Pacifica Foundation, close quote, does not mean, quote, the national office, close quote. It is the legal name of the entire nonprofit corporation, including KPFA. Because it is the name in our 501c3 certification letter from the IRS, many institutional donors, foundations, corporate employee match programs, brokerages transmitting gifts of stock that ask for a copy of KPFA's IRS letter, write, quote, Pacifica Foundation, close quote, on checks they send to KPFA. In fact, KPFA's published plan giving instructions tell donors to put, quote, Pacifica Foundation, close quote, in their wills, not, quote, KPFA, close quote. And it has a website reference, https://kpfa.org/ /donate/create-your-own-legacy/. That's the end of the website citation. Back to the letter. Three, it has also been common practice going back at least 12 years, parentheses, the length of my tenure at KPFA, for KPFA general managers to sign any paperwork that estates require before dispersing bequests. Four, the donor who left the money had a long history of giving to KPFA, but no history of giving to the national office. KPFA's membership records on the donor show regular gifts for the 12 years leading up to the donor's death and more intermittent gifts going back to 1990. And for people hearing it, the reference MEMSY is spelled M-E-M-S-Y-S.
MEMSYS.
SYS, all right. MEMSYS, thank you. Five, before the check arrived, KPFA and Pacifica management reviewed the documents and correspondence associated with the gift, spoke with the people handling the estate, and pulled up the donor's giving history. They came to what was, in my opinion, this is Brian, the correct decision, that the gift should be allocated to KPFA. Brian is the I in the next statement. I'm not arguing that it's impermissible to treat this as a gift to National, as the PNB wound up doing. There is no provision in the trust document itself that restricts it to one part of Pacifica or another. I just mean to point out that the way this was handled was above board, and that Pacifica management took a reasonable position that an unrestricted gift from the estate of a KPFA donor sent to a KPFA address attached to correspondence that directed by name to KPFA should be allocated to KPFA. Six, KPFA did not spend this endowment on itself. The $400,000 and more has already gone to the rest of the network. According to the figures in Pacifica's general ledger, the balance of money KPFA has recently lent out to the rest of the network in the form of loans to other stations, advances on central services to the national office, and national expenses paid directly by KPFA but never paid back by the national office exceeds $400,000. Feel free to contact me if you have any questions about my narrative. It is, the address is lsb.brian@gmail.com. Best, Brian Edwards Tekert, member KPFA Local Station Board, Pacifica National Board. Janet is the next on the list. Margie is next. Craig is after her. Janet.
Okay, but there were some questions addressed to me. I will address those separately or after if I run out of time. Okay, so first of all, the February 27th letter is addressed to Pacifica Foundation Radio, KPFA Radio. There's nothing about referring to either of those in the body of that letter. The mailing address, I said this before, there's no document that was provided of a communication from the Hall Trust asking where to send the checks. This February 27th letter came after that. The donation by Barbara Hall KPFA member, referred to page 46 in your booklet, totals to $1,745 over, 15 years, with a maximum amount of like $300 in per year. That would be considered money from a really wealthy person. I don't even know if it's the same Barbara Hall, because the other the name in the trust is Barbara J. Nalbandian-Hall. But regardless, also, if the check had been... Oh, I'm sorry. So the KPFA website, that link that Brian... referred to create your own legacy, what he left out was, it says, I give, devise, and bequeath to Pacifica Foundation FBO KPFA Radio. That's for the benefit of KPFO Radio. That's in this document. And any checks made out in that way do go to KPFA. But this one, this Hall bequest, did not have any reference to KPFA. And then if the check had been deposited to the Pacifica bank account, that's the B of A bank account, in March, the amount owed to the auditor who did the 2013 audit would have been paid, the $55,000, whatever it was, $65,000, would have been paid, and the audit, the 2014 audit, would have proceeded 4 months earlier than what did happen when they were paid in July out of KPFA bank account. I can go on to the questions that others had if...
How much?
10 seconds.
At the chair's request, Janet, would 2 minutes suffice to answer the questions?
Yes.
At the chair's request, Janet is to, unless there is objection, extended 2 minutes to respond to the questions that have been asked her by board members.
Okay, so one of the questions was, why didn't I talk to this one, that one, and et cetera? This was a director's inspection. The bylaws read, under Article 12, Section 3, every director or his or her designated agent shall have the absolute right at any reasonable time to inspect and copy all of the foundation's books, records, and documents of every kind, and to inspect the physical properties of the foundation, period. It does not say directors can go and make an investigation and talk to this one and that one. It does not say that. I did a director's inspection, and that's what this is, a result of this booklet. So, irresponsible. I was called irresponsible. This is my job as a director, to my duty of loyalty and my fiduciary duty to look into these matters and produce these documents. And what other bequests did I research? I researched these two, mainly the Hall bequest, but who's to tell me what to do my director's inspection on, and how much time I would have to do research? Sounds like a good idea, but I did not do that this time, and I'm not the only director on the PNB. Others could do that. So I'll stop there.
Thank you. The next person on the list is Margie. Okay. And Jose Luis, will you please time Margie? Microphone.
Okay, first of all, I want to say that unfortunately, checks delivered to the national office and designated for particular stations are not always redirected. It was one of the things I discovered when I was IED. They were and had in the past routinely been deposited directly into Pacifica's accounts. One of the problems, and you know, the problem is that those were mostly small donations. Like there are people who send us, there's a person who sends us a check for $10 every month that's actually for KPFK, but had been routinely deposited in Pacifica's account. I attempted to correct that. When people have matching corporate, you know, you work for a corporation that matches your charitable donations, those checks come made out to Pacifica Foundation because it is the organization. And when you and you have to sort of drill down and actually contact the organization and get a list from them to discover that the matching donations come from listeners at many different stations who intend that money to go to their particular station, but it ends up in a check made out specifically to Pacifica. And those checks were, that was not being done, partly because people in the national office didn't understand that that's what needed to be done. So, I think it's important to know that it isn't all clean and dry. When I first got active on this board, there was a question of a bequest from someone who was personally known to me, who left a substantial bequest to KPFA. The check was sent to the national office, and the national office deposited it in the national office account. And as I recall, the explanation was we needed the money. And, you know, and there was no question that that particular bequest was for KPFA. I remember both because I knew her and because I was appalled at what had happened. I was unhappy about what happened. Janet, I agree. Nobody, you are not directed to talk to people, but it seems to me that in the interests of actually solving a problem, that makes sense. It just makes common sense to have a conversation with people who were involved in the process as part of your your director's inspection. All I'm asking is that people think seriously about what we're doing here. I certainly get the idea that we have to be much more careful in the future about how these issues are handled.
Well, if anything, it's clear that there was some ambiguity in the donation that was made to KPFA, or the donation that was made. I mean, that's what's been coming out in the discussion. The people involved here recognized the ambiguity. They investigated it. They resolved it in a manner that was both reasonable and responsible. I don't think anybody can dispute that. I think they exercised their due diligence, and I think they acted in a way that some people may have disagreements with, but they acted in a proper way to try to resolve this ambiguity. They exercised due diligence. I can't say that I'm sorry that the director who produced this has exercised due diligence at all. In fact, I think what has been presented to the board is actually pretty shoddy and pretty irresponsible. Well, I correct that. It's not irresponsible. It's unethical. Because what's happened is she's picked documents out of context and presented it to the board as conclusory, as evidence that there's skullduggery afoot, that the board needs to take action, and she has not taken minimal actions to interview the people who were involved and to investigate this in a way that's that is responsible and that furthers the practices and the purpose of this organization. In fact, what's happened is that we've had propagandists standing behind some of the folks on the board, turning this into a political issue that, as I have said, does serious damage to Pacifica. It's a total cop-out to say it's just my responsibility is to look at documents. No, your responsibility is to look at documents and put them in context and figure out what's going on. So if there's a problem, we can raise it internally and correct it internally and move on and not turn it into a political issue. And I think it's pretty telling that if this was a director's inspection, there appears to have been made no effort made to see what other donations have been, whether this has been a practice over time, whether this is consistent or inconsistent. No, what we have are some cherry-picked documents that were presented to the board, to the national board, for decisions that were made affecting this station, and I don't think that is responsible or ethical at all.
Is it to respond?
It's a point of personal privilege. Yeah,
I've got you on the list.
No, point of personal privilege has priority.
You can move to override me, but you're on the list after Donald and Virginia. Donald. What? You're not being deprived of the right to speak, but you're in the proper order. Donald.
I think everything's been pretty much said, but I would like to ask the members of this board to turn to page 26 and 27 in Janet's little packet here to get the sequencing correct. On page 26, you have a notification by the trustee pursuant to probate code with regard to the Barbara Hall Trust. I'll wait. Page 26, as you know, page 26 on the top.
Okay, wait, hold it, Donald. No cross.
Oh, bottom corner says 44. Okay, sorry. Bottom left corner says 44.
Okay, please go on.
So, this is a notification by trustee pursuant to the probate code, and it indicates that Barbara Hall, as grantor on May 16, 2012, and restated on February 18, 2014, and again May 10, 2014, indicates that she is going to donate, she's made out her trust, and she's specified who's going to get it. On the next page, bottom of page 44, it says here, the address of the principal place of trust administration pursuant is J.R. Hastings Law Corporation. The terms of the trust require the disclosure of the following. None, you are entitled to receive from the trustee a true and complete copy of the terms of the trust by requesting the same from the trustee listed above. Now, if you go to the next page, you will see a proof of service dated June 4th, 2014. And you will note in the middle of that, there's a box under number 4, all of whom are principals either receiving money and specifically the trustee, Martha E. Turi. You will note that among this list, because all the others are listed when you break down the details of where the money was to go, it says KPFA 94.1 FM with its PO box. So all of this hoopla that you've created, Janet, is refuted by this very single document.
The next person on the list is Virginia.
No, I'm sorry. You said I would be next.
No, I said you follow. You're on the list after Donald and Virginia. It's not all right with me. You have the floor now. Take it.
Okay. There are reasons why Janet might not have trusted people to go with. Now, there, even aside from whether that was a reason or not, she is a fiduciary of Pacifica. And it seems like that's being lost in all this. Pacifica, as she said in passing, it's not an unimportant point. They couldn't even get $10,000 to complete an audit that would have given them almost $1 million, maybe $1 million. So Brian, who was on the board, why couldn't he just let it go through Pacifica and eventually come to KPFA
It was supposed to go to Pacifica. I mean, it technically...
John, you're out of order.
It goes to whoever. I mean, other people who were fiduciaries here, too. I'm sorry, excuse me for saying Brian, but he was the treasurer. But, yeah, others, too, who are now up in arms over something that Janet did. She was doing her fiduciary duty at a time when Pacifica needed money, and it looked like this money might have... And what was all this stuff about loaning it? I mean, when you talk about political, there's this whole thing about how Pacifica is in big trouble and the others are all responsible, so they should... So KPFA should get all the money and Pacifica should starve. I think there are other ways that that little dilemma could be resolved. There are lots of other ways. There are ways where there could be a discussion of this stuff so that people could enter in and know how this was happening, for one thing, so that it wasn't hidden from people that care about Pacifica and they don't all want it to totally fall apart. I'm not saying this very well, but I appreciate that somebody was looking out for the interests of Pacifica and not on the side of saying KPFA is the good child and the others are the bad children. And as you can see, even from the document Maria gave out and hanging out long enough, KPFA has owed money too. So this idea that it's political is laughable by a group that has been nothing but political for their own causes for so many years. All right. So first of all, I did not cherry pick these documents. I requested them, and this is what I got. And I put they are not, and they are in chronological order. This is a chronology. So that's how one can follow what's going on. Creating a hoopla, well, I mean, when the certain information is revealed, whether it's this kind of information or out of the government, I mean, like Edward Snowden created a hoopla. I mean, that's what's going to happen. Now, regarding Donald's reference to these pages 44 and 45, so especially page 45, this just shows the addresses. It does not have what the will and the checks were made out to. It does not refer to that. It's just, again, another example of an address. And that's not what should determine where the money should go.
Somebody else on my list. I am ready to move on to the next item, and that is Pacifica Bylaws Amendment. And we have I'm sorry if I. If you'd like to, yes, I didn't. Of course, I didn't see your hand and get to. Please pass the mic to the general and thank. We are for the spitball.
All this discussion has been fascinating. I do agree that it would have been easier if Janet would have came into our office and sat down and asked us questions about any of this stuff so we could have clarified a lot of these things. I think the most important thing for people to realize is that the 5103C that Pacifica has, it works for all the radio stations. So checks will come in as Pacifica because of that. The foundations that I'm dealing with now trying to get money, that check will show up for $30,000. The check's going to be made out to the Pacifica Foundation. It's not going to be made out to KPFA. And it's been going on like that for years over there. The one person who hasn't been mentioned in all of this and who was very, very involved was Raul Salvador, our CFO at the time. The national office needed a lot of money when that $400,000 came in. He was at my door, wanted to know, and he was drooling. This is the money. I'd love to get my hands on this money. So we all sat down, went through all the paperwork, and Raul made the determination that we should deposit the money in KPFA's account, knowing full well that he was going to grab it and do what he needed to do with it anyway. But the point is, he's the CFO. I am just the lowly general manager.
I am not in charge of where that money goes. That is his call. That is the ED's call. So they made the call, we made the deposit, and then they took the money and they spent it, and you have seen how it's been spent. So I hope this is over. But I'd like to say that I'm getting tired of being attacked and my name being thrown out there in public and staining my reputation for things that I'm only doing is following the protocol of Pacifica. I am doing by the rules, asking questions of everybody because I'm new to this stuff. That was the big first one for me when the $400,000 came in. What do we do? How do we execute this properly? I had heard the nightmare stories about the other general managers not doing it correctly. So I asked everybody that was in power. We all came to my office. We sat down. We went over every piece of paper. We wrote them. They wrote us back. All the things that had to be done. And I think very properly. We handled it and we took care of it. But for people to go on my radio station and to sit there and talk about it in a political forum, I think it's tacky. And I think it's unnecessary because it's misinformation that went out to a lot of people that think it's gospel. And they went on there and they're using it in their campaigns. I think that's tacky. I think it's terrible. And I think people should stop practicing that way, especially board members. That's all I have to say.
Maria?
Hello. Janet Berry, and I think everybody heard, said that the CFO was not involved in this.
Use the mic, Janet, please.
Left out of the loop. Left. Okay. Sorry.
Verbatim. At times, and it's...
Okay, Janet, I'm called on you. I get your name to respond after Margie's. Go ahead.
Verbatim, you said, left out of the loop.
Please.
Okay, I will read it. On page 102 of Janet's thing here, other than the one-page certification, approval of accounting and distribution signed by Quincy, are there other paperwork, blah, 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 blah. You guys could read it all yourself. I described to him there are multiple ways that you know that the bequest, that we know the bequest is KPFA's. We received a letter sent to the P.O. Box detailing that DN and Pacifica Foundation were each to receive $400,000. Memphis shows the donor has been a longtime donor to KPFA. We called the attorney to confirm. I found documentation sent to our P.O. Box last year specifying that KPFA was named in the Nabondian Hall Trust. This is why we're confident that this bequest belongs to KPFA. This is why I was confident that the correct amount was $400,000. I'll let you guys read the rest of it. Then there's an accounting piece. Okay, it's between me.
Please let her finish, and then you can have the floor.
It was communication between me and Raul. Do you find anywhere in here where he says, no, Maria? You find where he says, no, Maria, it's ours?
I'm sorry. don't get into cross
okay.
table. Maria,
there is,
don't
there
ask
is,
her
okay,
questions.
Okay. There is another, in terms of Raul's confidence and agreement, is that he asks me about the accounting of the $400,000. I told him that it was done, and basically that's it. He wanted to know. He also reported it to the PNB and the NFC, the National Finance Committee, himself. At any time during March or whenever the heck this all started, he could have stopped it and said, no, the money is ours. He is my boss. Quincy's my boss, but so was Raul. So at any time, he could have stopped that whole rigmarole and it would all been done. So the facts, and I wrote down all the facts, and I apologize for it being kind of like sloppy because I was not feeling well the past couple of days, is that there was no miscommunication everywhere, such as Jose Luis said, that everywhere I identified myself as KPFA / Pacifica Foundation, business manager to KPFA. Quincy identified himself as KPFA general manager. Again, at any time, that attorney would have said, wait a minute, I don't understand this. Why are you answering for Pacifica Foundation? Never once did that attorney question me on that. On the reverse side, we had a bequest that was given to us. It was stock options. And the attorney at that point, which is why those letters started, that attorney at that point said, wait a minute, this is going to KPFA, but the 501c3 says Pacifica Foundation. How are you related? If we give it to KPFA, KPFA doesn't exist as its own entity. So I had to prove to him that we are KPFA / Pacifica Foundation. Again, same as Margie says, corporate matches. We are required to give them the 501c3 letter, which shows Pacifica Foundation as the holder of the 501c3 letter. In addition, all of the documents regarding the bequest came to the P.O. box, the address that people use to send their donations. The letter sent that Margie found yesterday, sent about the taxes, were sent to the proper place, Pacifica Foundation at 1925, because they are the ones that take care of our taxes. We do not file taxes on our own. KPFA does not exist on our own. And as a matter of fact, well, Joy is gone, but that $400,000 got taken away, $313,000, $343,000, whatever the heck it is, got taken away as soon as we received it. So the audit, yeah, if it would have been spent on whatever else, and the auditors may not have gotten paid.
Thank you, Margie. Then Janet. Microphone.
Sorry. I only want to respond to the question about the audit. The reason that the audit bill was paid in July rather than earlier was because there was a dispute with the audit firm over the bill. In those intervening months in which I was CC'd on endless emails, describes the Efren trying to get the auditor to reduce the amount of the bill before we paid it. It was not because that Pacifica would have paid the bill if we'd had the money. That wasn't the case. The fact of the matter is that there was a long delay based on back and forth between the audit firm and Pacifica. I'm sorry. I don't want to delay this. I apologize.
Janet, you have the floor. And you're back in the room.
Okay.
Timer.
If you look at page 93. The first paragraph, second sentence, this is from Raul, dated March 4th, 2015. We didn't have all the information and have gotten pieces of information only. Then page 98 on the bottom, March 23rd, 2015, also from Raul Salvador. Other than the one-page certification of accounting and distribution signed by Quincy, are there any other paperwork that you currently have prior to the actual receipt of funds? Where did you get the amount to book? I don't see it anywhere on this form. And then on page 105, on the bottom, March 23rd, 2015, so this is from the IED, Margie. She says, hi, I think I have copies, most of the paperwork concerning this bequest. I'm sorry I haven't shared it with you, Raul. He had requested on page 108, I believe. 108, this was April 2015, so he had requested documents from Maria. She sent him documents, but he responded in a different email. It was later, way later, to the PNB that was forwarded to the PNB that he did not receive copy of the check. The two documents that were attached, they were for the Hall Trust and the other trust without the checks part of it. So he hadn't seen the checks. That's what I mean by his having been left out of the loop in part.
Thank you.
Craig has asked for the floor.
Janet, I'm just wondering what your goal is here. I mean, it's clear to us that you have a difference of opinion in how this was handled. A number of other people who, you know, are paid to do this made judgments based on their due diligence and their investigation and knowledge of the context and made a different opinion, and you disagree with that. So what's your goal here? Why did you produce this report?
May I answer?
Yeah.
I said that there were constituents who had questions about these two large bequests. So then I looked into them, and, I mean, this was months after we had learned about it. It wasn't like right away, and it was like, oh, well, maybe I should look into this, and I did. And I came up with this information. My goal was to look into these bequests because I was asked to, basically. Well, and it's not like I have had any ideas in mind that, oh, I'm going to find this or whatever. I went through the process of a director's inspection. I presented the documents to the PNB in executive session initially, as I said. And that's where, you know, and from there, you know, it's like you don't just do a director's inspection and throw it out to the public. And so this is part of the process, this discussion.
Thank you.
Great. I don't have any goals.
Okay.
It's just I'm revealing this information, and people need to look at it and maybe take action or come up with a policy or whatever, but take a look at what, you know, there are problems with how
Craig
checks are handled.
Response. Craig, finish up, and Margie.
No.
Come on, folks.
No. Please don't.
Craig. I won't prolong this.
I don't have anything to say.
Folks, with nobody else, unless I get another spitball, we're moving to the next item. There is one member of the, two members of the National Board and the next. Correct?
Sorry, this is on the PNB.
Bylaws amendments is next.
Yeah, can I point out as an order? The bylaws amendments, I believe, require a majority of the board in order to be approved, and we don't have a majority present any longer. So I don't think we can consider them, but we can't vote on them.
Right.
Point of can I just yeah so the deadline for the LSBs to consider these amendments proposed amendments is December 13th. We have an LSB meeting on December 12th, so we
Perfect.
Still can do it then.
Okay.
So I move to postpone this to December 12th.
If you allow me, Janet, I'm going to take your idea and co-opt it. In the light of what is said by Craig, the lack of quorum, and the suggestion by Janet, unless there is objection, I order that this matter be moved to a high priority on the agenda of the next board meeting.
Point of order? I mean, I don't think that's your role to do.
I'm trying to get through the damn meeting.
I made a motion. Can somebody second
all right.
it?
All
and
those
then
in
we
favor,
can...
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All those in favor, is there any objection? Janet wins. Go ahead. We're now on the PNB report. Janet, you've got the floor.
Okay, I'll report on some PNB meetings on September 24th. And just key points, not everything. There was an election motion regarding, well, it came out of the situation at WPFW about whether there were enough candidates to have an election or if there were, it ended up that if there was, I think, equal number of seats and the same number of candidates that there would, or less, that there would not be an election. Or maybe it was less than the number of seats, less candidates than the number of seats. Okay, and then the bylaws were supposed to be considered then, but they were postponed to October 7th. And then it was low attendance there, so then it was postponed again to October 15th. On October 15th, the bylaws were considered, and six of the seven proposed bylaws were approved, and that's what we would be looking at. There was also a motion on a freeze on raises and bonuses that was approved. And then on November 5th, there was an election motion changing the May 7th, 2015 PNB election motion and removing something, amending it basically, to specify that the number of years of the terms of the candidates who would win in this year's election would be 3 years rather than 1 year, and that there would be another election in 2016. And, well, and then the sharing of my, what we just did, the sharing of my director's inspection findings with the LSBs. Also, I'll just mention that the personnel committee is in the process, has been in the process of searching for a CFO and has come up with recommendations for the PNB to consider. And so that's going to happen soon. That's all I'll say at this point.
Thank you. Margie, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I just want to clarify one thing that Janet said. I want to clarify one thing that Janet said, which is that the election, people who are running this time are elected to 3-year terms unless they are termed out. So, for example, I will be termed out after 1 year. So I still want you all to vote for me, but but I will only be able to serve 1 year. I'm not eligible to serve the full 3 years. And that's true for a number of people who are running around the country.
And I want you to vote for me.
There you go.
Okay, folks. Donald, you've asked for the floor. You have it.
We on, Frank? So, in light of the previous hour where you conducted director's inspection, I might point out it was the second one you've done this year, directed at KPFA. I'm wondering, where in the PNB conversations, meetings, is a discussion about the finances of the network?
Good question.
And why aren't you, Janet, who are so concerned with the finances here at KPFA, where's your strategic plan to rescue this network when 4 out of the 5 stations are in the red and getting redder? And we are the only station that's in the black. And yet the attacks come against us. Where's your director's inspection of the other 4 managers in this network, et cetera, et cetera? But the main point is this network is going to go into bankruptcy. Everybody in this room should know that if you don't already. And you as a Pacifica National board member should have a game plan for how you're going to deal with bankruptcy when it comes, because it ain't far down the road, and how each individual station then is to survive, if it is.
Thank you.
May I respond to
personal
Jenny,
you
privilege?
Have the floor, and I see Margie's hand, and then I'm going to plead with the board to move to the next item. Janet?
Well, first of all, the finances overall of Pacifica, I'm not on the finance committee. We have someone here, one of our directors who's on the finance committee. That's not been, I'm not part of solving the whole financial issues of Pacifica. I want them dealt with, and I am doing what I can to do that. But you can't tell me what I should be doing. Nobody, I'm doing what I do, and other people have to be responsible also. You can't put it all on me, is basically it.
Margie, you have the floor. Please use the mic. And I'll
I agree with Janet. Can't put it all on her. I think we are all in this together. I think we need to do what we can to make the national board have this conversation, and it's been very difficult. You know, we meet again, I think the first Thursday, is it the first Thursday in December? And I'm certainly going to ask that this discussion be on the agenda and that be a top priority. I would ask that if anyone has any ideas about how to fix the situation, that you communicate them to us, because it is a, what do they call that, a Gordian knot? It's, you know, we're having a hard time sorting it out. Thank you.
Okay. I would like to move to the CAB report. I see your hand. I understand. Donald, you would like the floor, you have it.
Yeah, I mean, you asked for suggestions. The most competent manager in the network was in the room a little while ago. I suggest that the PNB have a serious sit-down with Quincy and ask him about his ideas about how to rescue the other stations. Because he's the only manager who knows how to manage.
Thank you.
A radio station.
Thank you very much. And I hear that nobody from the CAB is here. Okay. Rich, thank you for your patience. You
thank
have
you.
The floor, sir.
Okay, we had Richard Wolf at our annual banquet. We managed to raise a little bit of money from that due to the silent auction, the raffle, and the ads in the program we sold, which raised us about $6,000, which was a nice chunk of change, and it will help things out at KFCF. We are the generous benefactor of a locally owned broadcaster that bought a couple more stations in Fresno that they said, we put in new studios downtown for all these stations we bought. If you want to go through the old studios and grab anything you want, you can. So we probably got about $20,000 worth of equipment and furniture and other things. So that was very nice. So, you know, it helps to have friends in the engineering community and around who, you know, made sure that happened. And they were, you know, supportive of us, and they appreciated having us there, I was told. So let's see what else is going on. I think that's about it for the moment.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
Third.